The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and offer a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Israel, in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon. This man was a righteous and devout man, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. He came to the Spirit in the temple, and where parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regards to him. And he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, the light for revelation to the Gentiles, the glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what the man had said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and arise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, a daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher, and she was advanced in years. Having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple. She worshiped day and night, fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, and there to the town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and favor in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, a few years back, I went to bless the house in India. As I was blessing the house, I came to see the hangings on the wall. It was very interesting. As it read as follows, "Who is a good and worthy husband? One who can earn as much as the wife can spend." Again, "Who is the good and worthy wife? One who can adjust with whatever the husband earns." Yes, my dear friends, the book of Proverbs says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." Our family is a book which we all learn from the basic attitude in life. If we live in a family where there is love, we learn to love others. If we live in a family where there is sharing, we learn to be generous. If we live in a family where there is honesty and fairness, we learn to love the truth and justice. If we live in a family where there is security, we learn to live faith in others and ourselves. If we live in a family where there is serenity, we learn to live in peace and harmony. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Church set before us the Holy Family as the model of all Christian families. Jesus is the greatest person who walked on this earth, and everyone marvels at his teaching. Where did Jesus learn his lesson? From the most part, he learns them from his parents. Actually, the birthday celebration of Christ naturally leads us to contemplate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as the model of all Christian families. He spent 30 years in Nazareth with his parents. We, or the parents and the elders, must give to our children the wings and the roots. We must give them roots, the roots in the Christian teaching and faith. They must teach and mold their lives on the Christian values. They could be done only when we create the Christian atmospheres in families. Yes, my dear friends, the family is the basic unit of human society. And there is no life without the family. Yes, my dear friends, to explain the importance of family, God decided to come to us through the young family of Mary and Joseph, where the Word took flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Yes, my dear friends, on this last Sunday of the year, we celebrate the family, Holy Family Feast, and invites us to look to it for inspiration, example, and encouragement. One of the purest joy of life is growing up in a loving family. It is within the nurturing womb of a family that we discover a sense of self. It is there we learn to love and care our family. So, my dear friends, family is where one learns a sense of compassion for others and sense of service to others. Most important of all, it is in the family that one learns the first lesson about God. Yes, my dear friends, when a man and woman get married, they assume the responsibility of bringing the children whom God gives them as a gift. That is the vocation and God's plan for them in their earthly journey of eternal salvation. Similarly, the vocation of the children is to honor, respect, and obey their parents, The very word, the family, is signifying father and mother. That's why always the children used to say, I love you. The parents are the first teachers of their children. So, my dear friends, they introduce the children to the ways of God and ways of the world. The first human family was started by God Himself, and nothing as precious to God in this world as a family, not only because of creating other members depends on it, but because the work of salvation depends to a great extent on the family. So, my dear friends, the family is the primary school where we can learn to live as God wants us to live. Even without uttering a word, the parents can communicate by attitude, by action, a sense that will accompany the child into adulthood. I believe that greatest challenge for any parents who take their parenting seriously is to set a good example for the children to follow them. If the parents treat their children as God treats us, if children honor their parents as they would God love them, and unity will be the rule of the day. Let us spare no efforts in building of a good Christian families. Our Holy Father offers three instructions for us for the good family. One is pray together. Second one is keep the faith. And third one is experience the joy together. Keep the faith means to go to the church together as a family, whereas witness as a family through your daily activities. Remember, at the end of the Mass, the priest used to say, go in peace, glorifying the Lord in your life. By other words, we become missionaries to others and to the outside world. So, my dear friends, don't leave Christ in the church. Spread His light and His love to others throughout all your daily activities. Again, he says, pray together. Praying together helps all of us, especially the family, to understand that we need God's help always in our lives. Family rosary prayer can also be a beautiful prayer, since it can help each member of the family to become closer to each other as they observe their family members praying for them when they state the intention during the rosary time. The family prayer time is very strong for us. The only formula for a happy family and strong family is God. Yes, my dear friends, whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it in the name of the Lord. So, when we encounter the worst trials and difficulties in our life, what St. Paul said, if God is with us, who can be against us? Let us entrust all our families to the protection and guidance of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That we hope that God will also welcome into his eternal family of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.